Now I'm gonna let you in on a little well-known secret. Life is hard. As beautiful, as truly beautiful as it is and can be at times, life is difficult. Life is a journey. Life is a process. Yes, there are many, many good times, positive, beautiful things to look forward to. Yes. There are some not so good times, things we wish we could take back, or things we're afraid of looking forward. I believe how we choose to handle the situations life throws at us determines whether we live a life of growth and progress, which ultimately leads to internal happiness and fulfillment, peace of mind, and all the wonderful gifts that come along with that. Or we can choose to stick to our old ways and take the path of least resistance because of psychological fears, criticism, other people's expectations of us, or any other excuse which may ultimately lead to a life of regret because we conform to what our society expects of us instead of listening and staying true to ourselves. Then having the courage to allow ourselves to evolve from being a caterpillar, let's say, to becoming a butterfly. The other day, one of my coworkers said, "Life is just a headache, so I always have one." He said, "Life is just a headache, so I always have one." And I laughed at the time because I definitely can relate. But it also got me to thinking because there's a lot of truth behind that statement. The cold hard facts is that life is fucking hard. It really can be challenging at times. But what I also realized after what he said is that we all have the common knowledge that life is hard, yet we'll do almost anything to avoid difficulties as opposed to putting that energy into tackling them and adding another life lesson learned or victory notch on our belts. We choose to hide from problems because we want and expect everything for us to be easy. Forget everybody else. We want everything for us to be easy. We all notice and acknowledge these hard times, but rather than face them head on, we tend to run from them because even though we grow from overcoming those hard times, the process itself is usually painful or stressful or filled with anxiety because of the unknown. You don't know what outcome is going to come of it. So a lot of times we duck and we hide or procrastinate in order to avoid dealing with it. Maybe if the difficulties don't see me or if I can pass them on, I'll be able to coast by and keep things simple for myself. Right? That self-talk. I still battle between allowing myself to be the victor or the victim when life hands me those problematical lemons. When I am the victor, there's a quiet confidence that surges through my being and fills me with focus and purpose. My vision becomes crystal clear. In that state, there's no one or nothing that can stop me. It's a mindset I'm constantly striving to live by. But if I'm being completely honest, I do sometimes get in my own way by allowing that victim mindset to creep in. In that victim mindset, when things get even a little out of line, I cave in mentally and I feel like I have no choice but to hold on to those lemons that life just handed me. From there, I start to complain, point the finger, pass the buck, look for and justify any easy way out of my responsibilities that I can conjure up because I don't need that kind of pressure in my life. I already have enough on my plate. The nerve of me. You see, the thing is, as beautiful as life truly is, like, I fucking love life. It's amazing. It will always be just as hard But we refuse to accept that. We want all of the beauty life has to offer, but none of the pain. I believe Lisa Nichols is the one that said, we all want the convenience of change, but none of the inconvenience, right? And understandably so, but that's unrealistic. You know it, and I know it. Yet as unrealistic as we know that is, we're still under the impression that things should be silky smooth for us because of all that we've been through, and that's how we prefer it. As if life actually takes that into account. It's almost as if we're in denial about life's difficulties. Life should be easy for us because we're good people, or it should be easy because we're hard workers, or it should be easy because we're honest and we donate to charity, so we deserve an easy journey. Because of that way of thinking, we grow through life choosing the path of least resistance in hopes that we'll somehow be magically saved by some force or some affluent person who'll somehow see our true potential, and that they'll give us the life that we deserve. They'll hand us the golden ticket of opportunity. We just gotta bide our time, that's all. I really hope I'll be found soon. No, I'm not lost. I know I'll be found soon. I can feel it. That's some tricky ass self-talk. We look for others to save us instead of saving ourselves. I hate to break it to you, but no one is coming. Life is not that easy. That does not happen. With the exception of being born into it, or a few extremely lucky people hitting the lotto, can you think of one person you know who's been miraculously rescued and put up on a pedestal in that way? You cannot rely on that fantasy. You are responsible for your own definition of success. You have to earn it. You have to face any and all obstacles head on and start the process of saving yourself. Whatever your definition or your vision of that is, you personally have to get the ball rolling on it. Others can and will offer advice, but no one else can do it for you. I'm sorry, but it really is that simple. It took me a very long time to believe it, but it really is that simple. Now, along the way, along the way, you'll meet like-minded people who are on the same journey you're on. So receive them, team up with them, join forces, and work together. But starting to save yourself first is the only way to attract them. Birds of a feather flock together. Start by saving yourself first. Join forces with like-minded people. I say all that to say this. Again, we all know that life is hard. But if you just make the decision to accept the fact that life is hard, if you just make the decision to accept the fact that life is hard, then in essence, you take away the power of its difficulties, because in a sense, you've been expecting them. You know it's going to happen at one point or another. You now understand that hard times are a given. So instead of cowering and bowing down, acting surprised when life gets hard and hoping for someone to come save your ass, by accepting and understanding that simple truth, you've now made yourself pre-prepared and ready to step up to handle any situation accordingly. Step out of the victim mindset and step into the victor mindset. so that when life hands you those sour ass lemons, you don't say, oh, like, why me? You say, oh yeah, try me. Try me and see what happens. Bring it on. I've been expecting you. In fact, I got my ice cold water. I got my sugar. I got my pitcher. I'm ready. These problematical lemons are about to get transformed into some delicious ass lemonade. I got this no matter what. Is that all you got? Now, don't go wishing for pain on yourself. But do get yourself to become such a life warrior that you're more surprised when obstacles don't pop up as opposed to being surprised that they did. That shift in mindset will take you from constantly being defeated and hoping to be saved to consistently overcoming and saving yourself on a daily basis. Look, I admit, it's easy to play the worst case scenarios in your head when shit hits the fan, then paralyzing yourself by giving in to that image. We're all guilty of it. I still do that sometimes to this day. But I challenge you to recognize that when it happens, then do the opposite. I challenge you to recognize that when it happens, then do the opposite. I challenge you to fight fire with fire by playing the best case scenarios in your head when life hands you its inevitable lemons and taking action towards the vision of being the victor and not the victim. Be bold, be strong, coach yourself, live up to your potential. You are the fucking man. You are the fucking woman. There's no one who can tell you different but yourself. Start to believe yourself. You are a life warrior. You are a victor. Show the world now. What dreams may come if we turn our best case scenarios into our reality? My name is Bobby, and I'm just trying to figure it out. Thank you for listening.